Hey, man.
Pardon me?
Okay, you haven't failed me yet. I just wanted to make sure you were here.
I had to unmute myself there.
Okay, you're good. Well, listen, everybody. Hey, this is the Tuesday night Ameriplan True Team live prospecting call. And if that's what you're looking for, you found it. And we're going to have a good time tonight, I promise. We always do. And like I say, you know, I have my mute button on when I'm listening to Phil. And I love the way he, you know, maneuvers and works through people. And sometimes, you know, he kind of gets put on the spot. And that's a good thing. And it's really good to learn to watch what he does. And there's two key things that I believe with all my heart that's really, well, I know it. I don't believe it. I know it. I know these two key things will help you be a very, very successful, prospector, recruiter, in Ameriplan. And number one, that's be, you know, excited about what you're doing. Be enthusiastic. It's hard to be enthusiastic about something if you don't have a belief system in a company. And I do understand that, and I know that a lot of you are new. Well, you know what? If you don't have a belief system yet, well, you got to do something to change that, right? You got to write a piece of business or use your Ameriplan card, and then you'll have a chance to be enthusiastic when you get your first check or you save $200 at the dentist. One of those two things, okay? So you got to do one of those two things. And for those of you that already have a belief system, you know, I believe with all my heart you should be as excited as possible. Be enthusiastic about what you do and be honest in everything that you do. You know, when I'm talking to people, when they ask me a question, you know, I'm just going to answer them honestly. Even if it means that I lose the sale, I'm going to answer them honestly, because I'm going to tell you something. When you're honest with people, they can feel it. And when they feel that you're being straight up with them and you're not dancing around things and trying to make up things, if you don't know the answer to something, so what? I don't know the answers to everything, and neither does Phil. We're going to get them the answer. Okay, you can three-way to your, you know, one thing that I tell people is when I'm just training them and bringing them into the business is listen, you know, a great way to do a three-way in this business, a three-way call, is when somebody has a question. And, you know, here's your answer when somebody has a question that you don't know the answer to. You know what, Bob? I really don't know the answer to that question. But my friend Phil, you know, he's been in the business, you know, for a while, and maybe your sponsor, you know, isn't as successful, but they've been in the business for a while, and I would say, you know, he's very successful. Let's go give him a call real quick. I know that he'll have the answer. And folks, people can just feel that, and they know that you're working with the team, and they know that you're being honest with them. So be excited. Be honest. Now, I hope that each and every single one of you have your script with you tonight. And if you don't, you need to scurry or go print or whatever. You've got to have that script, because when Phil's going through, you're going to see that he's reading it. Yeah, here and there he adds some different words here and there, but I'm going to guarantee you that about 98% of the time he's going through that script word for word, and the person who deviates from this script will be the person who doesn't write business, okay? Guarantee that. So please, you know, have your script in front of you. And remember three important key points when you're going through the script, okay? I say it every week because it's so important. You know, fundamentals are pretty basic usually, and usually pretty easy, but they're also pretty easy to forget. And I know that as I've been building this business, one of the things that really helped me was repetition. So remember three things with this script. Number one, when somebody picks up the phone, you need to be, and I don't mean stupid happy or anything like that, you need to be different than everybody else that they've ever talked to. You need to be excited about what you do. They need to see a difference, because if they don't, that decreases the chances of you getting any further. And that's a very, very important point. You know, it's just like this. You know, hello, is Bob there? Yeah, this is Bob. Hey, Bob, this is Troy Cotterman. I don't know if you recognize my name or not. You know, he can hear that I'm a little bit excited, but there's no pressure there on him whatsoever. And it's so important that we open up, I don't know if you know my name or not. It doesn't matter whether they have a chance of knowing your name or not. They're going to stop and think, and there's going to be a connection there. They're going to think, now, wait a minute, where do I know this front guy from, or where do I know this gal from? Where? And they're going to stop, and that instantly separates you from a telemarketer. It really does. Some of you guys and gals out there, it's scary. You're opening it up and saying, hey, this is Troy with Ameriplan. Is Bob there? Folks, that's not going to work. All right? Follow the script word for word. So when they pick up the phone, we're different, we're excited, and as we're going through, number two, as we're going through the body of the script, we're slow and we're deliberate because we want to give them time to process the information. Do you know that if you're slow and deliberate with people, that they actually become more comfortable with you? And when they can insert a question in there, when you're trying to, you know, read the script to them, you know, you get them involved, and that, you know, that makes a whole difference. That makes a whole ballpark of a difference. But if you're just reading through the script, blah, 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 too fast, and they can't process the information, you know what they start doing? They start getting really uncomfortable, and they don't believe in you. It's over with. It really is, in a lot of cases. So be slow and deliberate so they can process the information, okay? And so that gives them time to get involved and ask a question. And number three, when you go for the close and you say, hey, Bob, which plan makes the most sense to you, starting at the top, or would you be looking at the lesser plan? You need to be confident. You need to have your pen in your hand, and you need to be ready to take that application. Because I'm going to tell you something right now. In most cases, people aren't going to sign up with people that don't sound confident. Because they're looking, you know, their number one criteria besides, you know, looking for an honest company is the person that's going to be working with them. Do they trust them? Are they really going to be there for them? Are they confident in what they do? If you remember those things while you listen tonight, you know, if you remember those things while Phil is prospecting tonight, I promise you success in this business. But you really got to treat the script like that. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to, you know, my best business partner in the whole world. You know, he's a superstar in Ameriplan. And, hey, you know what? Most of the time he's pretty humble. He's a great guy. He's a national sales director, one of the top recruiters in all of Ameriplan, multiple President's Club, you know, member, and, you know, he's just pushing his check, and we know that by the end of this year, he's going to be over $100,000 in a lifetime residual income. He's got a great team underneath of him. You know, I could just go on and on about this guy, but, you know, you guys know most of it. So without further ado, Mr. Phil Scruggs, are you here, buddy?
Yes, I am, Troy. Thanks for the introduction there, buddy.
You're welcome.
That is, you know, we can all get on the phone and prospect, but you know, it's all about finding that one champion, and you never know which phone call that's going to be. I was lucky to get two or three early on, and that helped me get to where I wanted to be fast. But again, too, just want to remind you of something before we get started on the call tonight. If I should enroll someone on the call, let's just say it this way: when I enroll somebody on the call tonight, what I'm going to do is hit *6 and mute myself out as I'm taking the Social Security number and the credit card number. So there will be some silence if that occurs, and Troy will be sitting there listening to me, but you guys won't be able to hear me until I come back on. But as soon as I get those two pieces of information, I will come right back into the call. So with that being said, I'm ready to get started.
Okay.
One other thing, Troy, I've got a lady here. I think I'm going to call her on the third call. She called me right before it was time for me to get on the call, and I told her I'd call her back in a few minutes. So the introduction on that one will be a little bit different. I'm just going to ask for it, and you know, we'll start the conversation off from wherever I think we should.
Well, good, good. They're going to get calls like that too, so that'll be helpful.
Nothing better than a prospect calling you up wanting some information. That's a good thing.
Now, that's the best thing.
Well, anyways, let me get this drink out of the way. I'd hate to knock that over on my keyboard.
What are you drinking, Phil?
H2O, buddy.
Okay, I'm just checking.
That's what fat guys drink.
We don't want you to be inebriated while you're out there.
You hear me?
I hear you, man.
That's what fat guys drink that can't afford the calories of a Coke.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you weren't drinking a scotch and water or anything like that.
No, I can't handle scotch, buddy. It's a little bit too strong for me. All righty, here we go. I'm back.
Here.
Well, that's all the rings that gets out of me. All right, let's see here. I'm back, buddy.
Here.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Can I speak to Laquita, please?
Excuse me?
Can I speak to Laquita?
Laquita?
Yeah.
Can I take a message in here?
Okay, yes, this is Phil Scruggs.
Yes, sir.
She had visited my website requesting some information on the business I work at home here.
Yes, sir.
And I was trying to reach her to go over that information with her. Is there...
Is this on the number you have somewhere?
Pardon me?
This on the number you got somewhere?
Well, if I had another one on there, I didn't write it down. This was on one I wrote down.
Okay, well, I'll say it like this. She won't be back till 11 if you want to call back then. If not, you can definitely get in touch with her, like... 11 tomorrow.
Okay, we should get up about 11 tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll...
You actually call about 10, it'll be better, but I'm just telling you.
Okay, so...
I'll be back until then.
About 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
A.M.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
We'll do that, and I appreciate your help.
No doubt.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Now, this is the one that called me right before I got on the call.
Okay, buddy.
Number and a brief message. We'll get back with you. Have a good day.
Hello, Sheila. This is Phil Scruggs. I talked to you just a few moments ago and was trying to get back in touch with you here. I'll call you back in 10 or 12 minutes and we'll see if we can go from there. Thanks, Sheila. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Is Angela there?
This is.
Hi, Angela. This is Phil Scruggs.
Oh, yeah?
Is my name ringing a bell with you?
Uh-huh.
Well, great. I'm usually pretty forgettable.
Oh.
How are you doing?
I'm just eating some supper.
Oh, that catch you at a bad time?
Yeah, kind of.
How much time do you need, and I'll give you a call back in a little bit.
Well, I don't know if it's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
If you want to just kind of brief me on it or whatever, I think I went to the website and I don't know if it's something I'm looking for.
Well, would you like to stay at home and work just over your phone and computer?
Mm-hmm.
Can teach you how to do that. That's exactly what I do.
All right. Well, could you call me maybe tomorrow night instead?
Oh, yes, I can. What time tomorrow night would be good for you, Angela?
Let's see. Probably about 7.
And you're on Central Time also, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you a ring back tomorrow night about 7 o'clock, and we'll have a short conversation about what the business is about and see if it matches up what you're looking for.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Back here.
Thank you for calling. I'm sorry I'm unable to take your call at this time. Please leave a message and a number and we'll get right back to you. Thank you.
Hi, Andrea. This is Phil Scruggs. I hope my name's still ringing a bell with you. Andrea, I've sent you an online ad concerning making money working from home, and you had responded by sending me some of your contact information. It's my responsibility to get you the information you requested. And you can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270 972-932-3761. Thanks, Andrea. I look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. I may have already talked to this gentleman. If it is, it'll be a follow-up call.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Could I speak to Mark, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Mark. How you doing? Mark, this is Phil Scruggs. Is my name ringing a bell with you?
No, sir.
Not at all?
No, sir.
Well, the reason I'm calling is that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking at some information about making money working from home. Does that ring a bell with you?
No, sir.
Not at all?
No, sir.
So you're not looking or just doesn't ring a bell with you?
Yep. Hey, Phil.
Guess he wasn't looking.
Hey, you know what? I swear you talked to that guy about 3 weeks ago.
I did?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think he hit your site more than once. I remember him plainly. Could be wrong.
Well, I wish you'd stay off of there if he's not interested in talking to me.
He didn't remember you last time.
Well, maybe, you know, some people have a reason for that. All right, here we go.
See, folks, it happens. Nothing you can do about it. You just, it's a business of sorting and finding out the people that are interested.
Hey, Phil, we've called 6 people, and there's only been one person that, you know, wouldn't talk to us so far, so we're okay.
And that's rare. It really is.
Yeah.
If you feel you have reached this recording in...
I'm back.
Here.
Hello. Well, hello. Is Beverly there?
Hello.
Hello. Is Beverly there?
You're speaking to her.
Hi, Beverly. My name is Phil Scruggs. Is that ringing a bell with you?
No.
Phil Scruggs? Well, Beverly, the reason I'm calling is that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking at some information about making some money working from home.
Uh-huh.
Does that ring a bell with you?
Yes, that does.
Okay. Sounds like you've got a full house there.
Yes, I do. 5 kids trying to make a homemade ice cream and been at the lake all day. So, yeah, it's been pretty busy.
You've had a pretty nice day, haven't you?
Yes, it has been really nice.
Well, Beverly, you'd indicated that you were looking for information about making money working from home. And the reason I called you is that I just wanted to ask you if you could make several $100 per week starting right now, if that helped you out.
Okay, just depends on what I need to be doing.
Okay.
That's the question.
What I'm going to teach you to do, if you like this, Beverly, is I'm going to teach you to work from home on your phone and computer.
Okay.
Be your own business. You don't have to answer to anybody else.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Now, Beverly, if you're like most of us, you're wondering how much is this going to cost me to get into this business, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's less than $100 right now, and don't worry about that, though. We've got some bonus incentives that will make that up for you. Have I caught you at a good time?
Well, actually, no, this is a pretty bad time.
Okay. I thought it would be since you were making ice cream.
Yeah, that takes a little concentration.
Yes, it does. Beverly, what would be a good time to get back in touch with you?
Early in the mornings or late in the afternoon.
Okay. What time in the morning is good for you?
8 o'clock, early in the morning for me.
8 p.m.? Late
yes.
A.M., brother?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, I'll try to give you a call in the morning then.
Okay, that works.
Okay, then we'll see you in the morning.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm glad she chose to talk to me in the morning. Whew. I don't know if I could have heard what she was saying.
That was hard.
Mm-hmm. I'm back, buddy.
We're here.
I'm going to try him on his other number.
Here.
All righty.
Hi, Jim here. Leave a message and the time and the date because I get confused real easy. Thanks. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, James. My name is Phil Scruggs, and I hope that's still ringing a bell with you. Phil Scruggs, James, I'd sent you an online ad concerning working and making money from home, and you'd responded by sending us your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you that, James, and you can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, James. Bye-bye. I couldn't help that, buddy.
That was funny.
Oh, I get confused real easy. He sounds like me. I'm back.
Here.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Jeff, this is Phil Scruggs, and I hope my name's still ringing a bell with you. Jeff, I'd sent you an online ad concerning making money working from home, and you'd responded by sending us your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you the information at no obligation on your part, and you can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, Jeff. Look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Is Jamie there?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, is this Jamie?
Yes.
Jamie, this is Phil Scruggs. Is my name ringing a bell with you?
No.
Oh, well, that's all right. The reason I'm calling is that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking into some information about making money working from home. Does that ring a bell with you?
Yeah, but whatever I looked up had a fee, so I'm trying not to go that route.
You're trying not to go that route. So you don't want to invest in a business then, just want a job.
Right.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, Jamie, I can't help you with that. Now, I do have a business that I can show you that what you can get into for less than $100, if that interests you.
I just want to work, that's all.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Jamie. I'll take you off my list, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was very nicely done.
All right, I'm back. What do you
say? That was very nicely done. That was perfect.
Let me mark that out. I'm back.
Here.
I think that was enough rings. Let's see here. I'm back.
Here.
Hello, you reached Robin Mingle at RE/MAX Fine Properties. Please leave me a message, and I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You may record your message at the tone. When you are finished, you may hang up or hold for more options.
Hi, Robin. My name is Phil Scruggs. I hope that's still ringing a bell with you. Robin, I had sent you an online ad concerning working from home and making money from home, and you'd responded by sending me your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you that information at no obligation on your part, Robin. And you can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, Robin. Look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. Let me make myself a note there, buddy.
Okay.
Call days.
Hello.
Well, hello. Is Lavelle there, please?
This is he.
Hi, Lavelle. This is Phil Scruggs.
Uh-huh.
Is my name ringing a bell with you?
Not really.
Well, let me ask you this. How about Troy Cotterman? Does his name ring a bell with you?
Who?
Troy Cotterman.
No.
Well, Troy and I are business partners. And, Lavelle, the reason I'm calling is that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking
I
at...
That's probably my father.
Pardon me?
Senior. That's Lavelle Johnson Sr.?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's my father.
Oh, is he around?
No, he won't be here until next Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay, so we need to put him down and call him back then?
Yeah, call him back about Thursday. Thursday morning would be better.
This coming Thursday?
Yes.
Coming. What time's good? What time is he normally up in the morning?
Well, that's very early.
Do what?
That's real early.
What about 8 o'clock? Would that be good for him?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Got to remember that he's in Central Standard Time.
Right.
Okay. Well, I'll give him a call on Thursday morning then.
All right.
Thanks very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
call as quickly as possible. Thank you.
I think I dialed the wrong number there, buddy.
Okay.
Message for the person you're trying to reach into their mailbox number now.
Moving to another page, my friend.
Okay.
All right. I'm back.
Here.
Hi, sorry we missed a call. If you leave a message after the beep, we'll call you back as soon as we can. Thanks, bye.
Well, hello, Chandra. This is Phil Scruggs. I hope my name's still ringing a bell with you. Chandra, I'd sent you an online ad concerning making money working from home, and you'd responded by sending me your contact information. It is my responsibility to get you that information, no obligation on your part. And you can reach me at 270-932-3761. That's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, Chandra. Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Can't believe we've run into that many people tonight that don't have answering machines.
We have nights like this.
I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Is Michael there?
No, he's not.
Okay, this is Phil Scruggs.
Okay.
Michael had requested some information from me about working at home.
Okay, can you hold just a moment, Mike? Hello? Okay, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Phil Scruggs.
Phil Scruggs is on the phone. I'm going to take information for you. Phil Scruggs? I'll talk to you later. I'll call you back. Okay, bye. Hello?
You were on the phone with
him. Yeah, I was on my cell phone with him.
Listen, we'd sent him an online ad concerning making money working from home, which is, I do the very thing he was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And could I leave my name and number and let you get that to him so he can give me a call tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay. My home office number is 270-932-3761.
Okay.
And my name is Phil as in Philip.
Okay.
And my last name is spelled S-C-R-U-G-G-S.
Okay.
And I would really, I've got some information for him. It'll take just a few minutes to go over, and we'll chat a little bit and see if it matches up to what he's looking for.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm back.
Here.
Not able to answer your call at this time, so leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Hey, Fernando, this is Phil Scruggs. I hope my name's still ringing a bell with you. Fernando, I'd sent you an online ad concerning making money working from home, and you'd responded by sending us some contact information. It is my responsibility to get you the information you requested, and there is no obligation on your part. You can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, Fernando. Look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. Are you with me?
We're here.
That number just didn't ring. I don't know what the deal was with that.
Okay. Well, we're all ears, man. We're waiting. You're not getting good contact tonight. Not at all.
No. Happens that way sometimes.
It does. Nothing you can do about it.
Nope.
Except keep calling.
That's what we're going to do.
I know.
I'm back.
Here.
One of the plain earth.
Hello.
Well, hello. Is Tammy there, please?
This is her.
Tammy, this is Phil Scruggs. I don't know if my name's ringing a bell with you or not. Phil Scruggs?
No.
Well, the reason I'm calling is that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking at some information about making money working from home.
I was talking. That was my mother.
Was it?
Yes.
Is she there now, or is she?
No, I'm eating right now. And she won't be home till tomorrow.
Okay, so, all right. If I give her a ring tomorrow, then
that'd be fine.
What time would be the best time to give her a call?
Probably at noon.
12 noon. You're on Central Time, aren't you?
Yeah, pretty much. I own a fence company, so.
You own a fence company?
Yeah, my husband does, so we're pretty busy most of the time.
That is a good occupation to get involved in.
It is. It's like summer. It's not going to keep you going.
If you were up here in Kentucky, you could sell my wife two or three.
In Kentucky?
She loves fences.
Does she?
Uh-huh.
I hear that.
Well, Tammy, I'll let you get back to what you're doing. I'll try to give your mom a call tomorrow.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I'm back.
Here.
Thank you for calling Summit Premium. To send it back, please start your transmission. To leave a message, please leave one after the beep and I will get back with you soon. Thank you.
Hi, David. This is Phil Scruggs. I hope my name's ringing a bell with you. David, I've sent you an online ad concerning making money working from home and got your contact information. It is my responsibility to call you back and get you that information, and or you can call me, and you can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, David. Look forward to talking to you. Bye-bye. Make a note to call him there tomorrow. Oh, days. I'm back.
Here.
Hello?
Well, hello. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Could I speak to Diana, please?
May I ask who's calling?
This is Phil Scruggs.
I'll see if she's available. I think she might have stepped out. One moment.
Okay.
Yeah, she stepped out of the house for a moment. Can I take a message?
Okay, well, she had down, I was supposed to get her some information. She had down here to call her in the morning, so I didn't see that until after I had dialed.
Okay.
So I will try to reach her again in the morning, see if we can get together then.
All right, then.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Are you with me, buddy?
We are here.
All right.
You have reached
Julia and Daniel Crosslight.
At the tone, please record your message.
Hi, Julia. This is Phil Scruggs, and I hope my name's ringing a bell with you. Julia, we'd sent you an ad, online ad concerning making money working from home, and had gotten some contact information back from you, and it is my responsibility to get you the information you requested, and there is no obligation on your part. You can reach me at 270-932-3761. Again, that's Phil Scruggs at 270-932-3761. Thanks, Julia. Bye-bye.
Seven, three, four, 4596 has been disconnected. No further information.
I'm back, buddy.
We're here.
Hello?
Well, hello. Is Eunice there, please?
This is her.
Hi, Eunice. My name is Phil Scruggs. Is that ringing a bell with you?
Phil
no. Scruggs?
No, it isn't.
Well, Eunice, the reason I'm calling is that you had responded to one of our ads online looking at some information about making money working from home. Does that ring a bell with you?
Kind of. I think it was my mom using my name.
Okay. Is she not available?
No, she's not here at this moment.
Okay. What is a good time to reach her?
Probably in the morning.
Let me see. If that's her, do you guys have the same last name?
Yes.
Same name, rather?
Yeah, we have the same last name.
Her name is Eunice, then, right?
No, her name is Denise.
Okay.
She put it under my name.
Okay. Her name is Denise?
Yes.
Let me write that down here so I won't. She says she put down here that afternoons was the best time to call her. Is that about right?
Yeah, afternoons are a good time to call her.
Okay, is she ever available in the morning?
Yeah, she's available in the morning, too.
Okay.
Anytime before 10, she's available.
Before 10. And you guys are on Mountain Standard Time, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. If I can get to her in the morning before that, then I will. If not, I'll get her tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. And do you mind just giving her a message for me?
Yes.
My name is Phil Scruggs. My last name is spelled S-C-R-U-G-G-S.
Okay.
And what I was calling about, she'd requested some information on the business that I work here at home, and I was trying to get in touch with her so we could have a brief conversation about what I do and see if it matches up to what she's looking for.
Okay.
Just tell her I'll try to get in touch with her either tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
I'm going to break the mold here a little bit.
You going to do some member leads for us?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, I got one more here.
I'll tell you what, with the night we're having, I think it's a good change-up.
Mm-hmm. We got one more here that I want to try. It's a
okay.
Simple standard time.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question. Those leads that you've been using, are those the new ones?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. They're definitely not as good as autoresponder, no doubt about that.
No, nothing's ever as good as autoresponder.
It never is.
Listen, let me hold on just a second. I got to get my script back up here. I was going to go to member leads. I got one more broker prospect I can call here. That should be saved in my address bar. Yep, there it is. All right, here we go. Mike, this is Phil Scruggs. I don't know if my name's ringing a bell with you or not. Phil Scruggs?
No, it's not.
Well, I have a business partner by the name of Troy Cotterman. Would his name ring a bell with you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling that you'd responded to one of our ads online looking at some information about making money working from home?
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you'd indicated you were looking for information about making money working from home, and my call simply was to ask you if you could bring in several hundred dollars per week starting right now, if that'd help you out.
Sure would.
Well, Mike, I guess probably if you're like most of us, you're probably wondering how much is this going to cost me to get into business, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, it's less than $100 right now, but don't worry about that. We've got some bonus incentives that'll take care of that for you. Have I caught you at a good time?
No. Oh. I'm in bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm very sorry, man.
That's all right.
Is there like a good time I could call you tomorrow?
Yeah, anytime after 10 in the morning.
Okay. Well, I'll try to give you a call tomorrow about 10:30 then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks.
Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, I couldn't get to that lead because we were doing the live prospecting call tonight. That's why I sent you, and I had a hunch that was going to be a good one, and I still think that's going to be a good one.
He's in bed awful early, isn't he? This is standard time in bed already?
Well, we'll have to change that around. once he becomes a broker.
That's right. He said he said after 10 tomorrow, didn't he?
10 a.m., yeah. That'd be he's the same time as you.
After 10.
That's going to be a good lead, I'm telling you.
Well, I hope it is. I'll give it back to you if you want it tomorrow.
No, go ahead.
Let me get over here. What I'm going to do now is I'm gonna pull this memory script up and hopefully get to read it to everybody online. Now, this is the True Team member script, and you can get that by going to trueteam.net/member script. So that's really all you got to do to get that, and as soon as I can get it up here. I could probably do it by heart, but I don't want to leave out anything.
That's a good point.
I'd always be thinking I did or some other. Here, there it is. Popped right up there. Amazing how easy that thing is to get. Okie doke. You might have to help me out with some of these area codes, Troy. 252, is that Eastern or Central?
252 is North Carolina, so that's Eastern.
Don't want to call that one. How about 727?
727 is Florida Eastern.
No, rats. 904.
904 is Florida again.
Well, looks like I'm going to have to call them all in the morning. 864.
That's Eastern, South Carolina.
And then talk to her, let's see. 787.
787. That is, I'll have 787 here.
You don't? Mm-hmm. So can I use this plant in Puerto Rico?
Yes, she can.
Let's
We're very, very strong in Puerto Rico. What time is it in Puerto Rico? Not sure.
Don't know.
Why don't you go ahead and give them a call?
Probably Eastern time or better, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? It probably is. It probably is Eastern time. I wouldn't
okay.
give them a call.
All right, 225.
225.
LSU.
Louisiana, you got one. Go ahead.
She has LSU and part of her email address. Or he does. All right, we'll try this one.
No, I don't have those memorized. Wished I did. I got a list here in front of me. So.
I'm back.
Here. Hello.
Well, hello. Is Roy there?
Roy?
Yeah.
Talking to him.
Hi, Roy. This is Phil Scruggs with the Ameriplan Dental Benefits Office.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing.
Roy, you'd indicate you were looking interested in dental coverage for either yourself or your family?
Well, after I read on there that it wasn't insurance, because I know how much trouble it is getting somebody to accept something like this if it's not insurance.
Not very hard at all, Roy. You simply go to our providers. They'll take you right on in. Let me ask you a question, Roy.
Let me ask you a question.
Sure.
I go to an oral surgeon. I've been going to for years. I went to school with him and my dentist. Mm-hmm. If either one of them is not on there, it's not going to do me any good because I'm not going to change.
Okay, well.
I can give you the two names.
Well, we'd have to look that up for you. Have you got time for me to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get over here on my page, and I'll look that up for you. See how fast my computer will move here. You ever cook any of that good Cajun food?
Oh, all the time.
What's your specialty?
Gumbo.
Oh, man. I got to get you on as a member or business partner or something, other where I can come down and visit you.
Chicken and sausage gumbo.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'll make it hot enough where you got to hold a gun on yourself to eat it.
Oh, that's all right. I like it that way.
Where are you from?
I live in Kentucky.
Oh, you live in the big blue country, huh?
Yeah, what's the closest big town to you?
Closest big town to me, Baton Rouge.
Okay. What's the actual town you're in?
I'm in Walker, but one of my dentists is in General Springs, other ones in Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. It'd be my luck to spell that wrong.
J-T-O-N?
You got that part right.
R-O-U-G-E.
I'm not sure I would have put the G or the U first. Louisiana. Scroll down and find that.
The only place in the world that you, instead of spelling go, G-O, you spell it G-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, that is true, isn't it? Now, which one of your doctors is this in Baton Rouge?
Brady Hornsby, H-O-R-N-S-B-Y, Jr.
Now, so what is he, a dentist?
A oral surgeon.
Oral surgeon. Now, what was the last name again?
Hornsby, H-O-R-N-S-B-Y.
Do. All right, now where's your other one at?
The other one is Douglas Strickland.
What town's he in?
Denham Springs, D-E-N-H-A-M-S-P-R-I-N-G-S.
Two separate words, right?
Right.
And he is a what?
A regular, just a general dentistry.
Okay. That'd be nice if he is, but we can't cover them all.
Yeah, I know. But both those guys I went to school with.
Uh-huh.
One of them does, do fillings and all that kind of stuff on me. The other one, if I got to have something pulled, I'm going to where I don't feel it.
Well, that's the way I am. I don't like go to the dentist even if I can't feel it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Now, what's his name again?
Douglas Strickland.
I didn't pull up anybody in that town, so odds are he's not. Got plenty of dentists in Baton Rouge, but just not either one of those two showing up.
I've got a little bit of insurance with the insurance company I got, mm-hmm. but they don't have them on there.
Uh-huh.
I don't even go to their dentist because they're not on there. I'll pay the extra and go to the ones I've been going to for,
I can understand that. People get loyalty to their dentist. Let me ask you this. Do you wear glasses?
Yep.
Okay. We also, in our benefits plan, we market that for $11.95 for an individual. And with our dental plan, we also include vision, prescription, and chiropractic. Now, we could set you up with all four of those benefits for $11.95 a month. And if something happens that you can get your dentist on our plan, you simply submit their name to Ameriplan. When you become a member, you can submit them to, as a potential provider with us as a patient of theirs. So, but we do cover those other three benefits for you too. I do know it's usually about $150 to $200 a pair on glasses that we save you.
Yeah, does it have to be a certain eye doctor?
No, what we do is we have a lot of the name brand companies you've heard of before, like Sears Opticals, Lens Crafters, J.C. Penney's, even Walmart. We've got all of them on there as providers with us.
It's the places that make the glasses.
Yeah, they make them. And they also have the optometrist there. So you looking in, you're in Denham Springs there as far as vision goes?
Yeah.
Let me pull that up right fast.
Anybody eye doctor I would go to would be in Baton Rouge.
Let me change that then.
The last time I've ever went to one, in fact, I got insurance from my wife at school board.
Uh-huh.
And they're changing our insurance in about 30 days to a different company.
Okay. How do you spell the last part of that again? Baton?
R-O-U-G-E.
R-O-U-G-E.
I'm trying to think of what they call them now. There's an optometrist and an ophthalmologist.
Ophthalmologist?
Yeah, that's who I go to. Her name is Wendy Wagaspack.
She got a tag on her, don't she?
I'm telling you. But then the place over here, in fact, my sister-in-law was having cataract surgery this week. She had one done last week, got another done this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm due for an eye checkup. And when if my insurance I'm getting changed covers her, and I think it's going to, because I got a something that's irritating mine about 2 or 3, 4 days a week. I wake up and they all puffed up and red, and I can't even get out in the sunlight.
You having problems with your teardrops, sounds like.
I don't know what it is, but it's really aggravating.
Well, listen, we in Baton Rouge right there, we've got Atlas Optical, J.C. Penney Optical, Lens Crafters, Joseph P. Romaine.
Yeah.
And we've got Customized, Walmart Vision Center, Sears Optical, Vision 4 List, Eye Medical Center. Got two of those. Eye Masters.
Last glasses I got was an Eye Masters, but I think I'm going to use Vision 4 List this time because they got a better prices.
Okay, yeah, they're on, looks like 9343 Florida Boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the best thing I can tell you to do on this.
Yeah.
Is, what is it? Give me about the first or second week of next month.
Uh-huh.
And call me back, and I'll see what our insurance through the school board, what it's going to pay, see if I'm going to need another insurance.
Okay.
I'll be able to tell you more about it then.
Well, Roy, I told you it would be $11.95 for you, didn't I?
Yeah.
Now, we will cover you, everybody in your family, for $19.95 a month.
Me and my wife, yeah.
Okay, we cover both of you for that.
Okay.
That would include all four benefits. Okay. Now, we will get you a 55 to 65% discount on your dental.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to use us. But, okay. So you want me to call you back when?
The first, second week of next month.
So July in the second week. All right, I'll give you a call back in the second week of July, Roy.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me some of your time.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. We're all out of time, buddy.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Excellent job tonight, Phil. And, hey, you know, the bottom line is we have nights like this, and you know, you just got to recruit through them. So,
let me tell you something, Troy.
Go ahead.
They're still up on California.
Hey, how'd you know I was going to say that?
You always do.
What about Washington and Oregon?
They're still up there, too.
Okay.
Hey, they're also still up in the mountain states, too.
All right. Well, folks, listen, God bless each and every single one of you. Thank you so much for being here tonight, and I hope every one of you write a piece of business. Good night, everybody.
Night. God bless everybody.